instead. Noah was waiting by the punch bowl, already tipsy from the flask in his jacket. He grabbed my waist, pulled me close. "You're late," he slurred. I smiled, playing along. All night, I documented everything. How he screamed at me for talking to his teammates. How he cornered me in the hallway, fist raised when I disrespected him. I had a friend record it all on her phone. By Monday morning, the videos were everywhere. The principal, the football coach, Noah's parents, everyone saw what kind of person he really was. He was kicked off the team, lost his scholarship offers. Tracy was furious at first. "You had no right," she screamed. "You ruined his life." But as weeks passed, I noticed changes. She started wearing her favorite clothes again. Her smile reached her eyes. She joined clubs she'd quit because Noah didn't approve. One morning, I found a note slipped under my door. "Thank you for being my guardian angel when I couldn't protect myself," Tracy wrote. "I was too scared to leave, but you gave me the strength." Everything was perfect until last week, when Noah showed up at our house at 2 a.m. He was drunk, ranting about how we'd destroyed his future. He didn't realize I was the one who opened the door, not Tracy. "You ruined everything," he snarled, shoving me against the wall. I didn't fight back. Instead, I smiled. "Wrong twin," I said, as Tracy emerged from behind me with her phone recording. Noah's face went pale. He knew he'd just given us exactly what we needed for a restraining order. As the police car's lights flashed in our driveway, Tracy squeezed my hand. Noah thrashed in the back seat, screaming that he'd get revenge. But we weren't scared anymore. We had something stronger than his threats. We had each other.